COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom Struggling Well. 'Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom Struggling Well.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. And sorry, I just woke up, so I sound really low. The podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense, and sometimes you just come really late to a recording and you make your friends wait. See, that's how we know perfection is nonsense. I'm practicing it. And peace is a perspective shift away.
Today, we forgive you.
Thank you.
And today we're talking about hacking your summertime meal rotations. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Before we begin, I want to thank these gals for joining us since our last episode. I like how I just say gals now.
Oh, gals.
I'm an older woman. All right. Amanda Smith. Bailey. I love the name Bailey.
Yeah, it's cute.
Beth McCurley. Love it. Chelsea Hall, Krista Gilbert, Desiree Wilkie, Elizabeth Johnson, Emily Agley, Erin Gentry, Gretchen B., Havala Wood, Katie Kuhn, Kelsey Theodorin, Kimberly Snyder, Kristen Ransom, Leanne D., Lisa Messier, Liz Hartmann, Madison, Martha Claybrook, Melissa Langford, Michelle Lambert, Natalie Stanfield, Nicole, Nikki Shepherd, Rachel Lane, Raquel Alvarez, Rebecca Thompson, Sarah, Shelby Osborne, Stacy Buchanan, Suvanna, like with a U there, Ruddick, Teresa, Tracy Johnson, Tracy Dayton, Vanessa P., Veronica Coates, and Vicky Stoddard. Holy moly.
Love it.
That's a lot.
Welcome, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here. I'm excited for this one.
Do you guys like my mint green headphones?
They're nice.
I did notice.
They are child's size.
Oh. Are you bragging?
I just feel like I look like a kid.
Oh, are they a child's?
They're actually a child's. I can't find my headphones, so I took my children's. These are Gavin's.
I thought you were just bragging about the size of your head. Like, I can fit into child-size headphones.
Real small head over here.
I actually have a really large head. Like, hats don't normally fit me.
My husband has the same issue.
My husband, too, and my son. My son is a 98th percentile of his head.
What is he of his body?
It's like he's so third. Tiny. Yeah. It's like a cartoon character.
If you've seen Mike Myers one time said it's like an orange on a toothpick.
Mike Myers knows your family?
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. No, it was a movie.
Oh, okay.
He did a whole commentary.
He's Uncle Mike Myers.
Okay. All right. Where are we?
Let's pull up these Strug comments. I could not believe how many people wrote in with what they're up to this summer with their meals. So many good ideas.
Pulling it up now.
Can I tell you what I really like?
Mm-hmm.
Please. So somebody I follow, Kids Eat in Color with periods all in between on Instagram.
Okay.
She's a dietitian magician, which I've talked about before. And I know that she's gearing her Instagram page towards children and like what kids should eat. Stories are my thing on Instagram. I do stories and I really don't look at the feed, but I've gone back and looked through her whole deal because it's so good. I feel like she gives a lot of freedom. Just look outside of the box. It doesn't have to be a hot meal every night. It doesn't have to be all of these things. She's given me a lot of freedom in what I can put on the table this summer. So I suggest that for any age of kids and even for adults.
What was it again? Kids Eat in Color?
Kids Eat in Color, yep.
With periods in between.
That's right.
So do your kids actually like what she's suggesting?
Yeah, it's all really fun, really simple stuff. She even, one of my favorite things she does is she'll show a picture of a potato or brown foods. And she says, how to explain brown foods to a 2-year-old, and then how to explain it to an 8-year-old, and then how to explain it to a 13-year-old. So it's like brown foods give you quick energy. And then for older kids,
that's amazing.
Brown foods have this vitamin, and you know, it gets a little more complex every time. It just explains to you how to explain this stuff to your kids in a way that makes sense to them.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's powerful. Yeah.
I feel like I could use that at work.
There's just not even one little tinge of you're doing it wrong. It's very freedom encouraging.
That's nice. Great. Following her. New follower.
Oh, good.
Oh, she won't even notice me. She has 1.4 million followers. I was hoping I'd put her over like a threshold.
She was going to get balloons. Yeah, it was going to be a whole thing.
My follow didn't even matter. Well, let's read these, shall we? What are noodles with peanut sauce? I want to know what that is. What's peanut sauce?
It's like a Thai. Sounds like an Asian thing.
Is it something you have to home make or you can get it in a jar?
I think you can get it in a jar, but I bet it's easy enough to just put in one of those little bullet things.
Yeah, it's usually something that has garlic and peanut butter and soy sauce.
Ooh. Maybe like sesame oil.
Maybe ginger.
Mm-hmm. I love a peanut. That's my favorite kind of dressing.
Me too.
Speaking of ginger, I am confused with ginger root. I don't know how to use it. It looks like a tree branch that I'm not sure what to do with it.
You take the outside off.
Yeah, how? Like with what?
I just cut it.
Just cut it. Okay.
And usually you then have to, what's the, where you scrape it against something? I just woke up.
Grate it.
Thank you. Then you grate it usually and put it in something. Like in the case of a peanut sauce like this, you could just throw it into the blender.
You don't even have to skin it, I don't think, really.
You don't even skin it? Oh, that's good.
I don't. Because it's really fibrous. And so if you're going to grate it, you grate it against all those fibers so that you're not having all the strings in your mouth. But I put it in smoothies and I just whack off a chunk of it and put it in a smoothie.
You put it in smoothies.
Interesting.
Never thought of that.
I've got some really cute like inflammatory stuff going on, which I'll tell you about later. And ginger and turmeric are really good for that. So I put it in a smoothie with avocado. It really doesn't taste good, but it's very good for you.
I love it. Yeah, peanut sauce, it'd be great if you could find one that you like, make a bunch, freeze it, and throw that on noodles. But not if there's a peanut allergy, just so you know.
Good disclaimer.
Oh, okay, so Miss Lee established 2016. She loves Trader Joe's orange chicken with fried rice. That is a staple at my house. Get a bag of the orange chicken, get a bag of the fried rice. The kids are so happy.
So good. Does the fried rice have vegetables in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Takes me forever to get to Trader Joe's.
I know. I hate that. Me too.
I wish. Yeah. Because I hear about this meal all the time. And I'm like, I just can't make it there.
I do the same exact thing from Aldi.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes if we're sick of pizza, we do that on a Friday night. It's like our Friday thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know that when I moved to this town, that's the very time they opened a Trader Joe's in this town. And I literally cried at the register of my old town when they said, we're opening one in this town. I was like, thank you.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Since college, I've lived by one. It's been, except in China. Rural China didn't have any.
No?
If you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, if you could move to Hamtramck, because it seems like wherever you move, one pops up, that'd
surely
be great.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. I will.
Oh, goodness. We'll never get a Trader Joe's here. We're not their demographic.
Yeah. Do you have Aldi's there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I really do like. And I know that they're like sister companies.
They're made by brothers.
No.
Yeah. They're the familial related.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for that family.
I know. Yeah.
Those parents did something right. We need to interview those parents.
Yes.
Since I started using Prose, my hair is definitely healthier. I used to pick at my split ends as a nervous habit, and now I can't find any to pick. It's kind of annoying, actually. I use the shampoo, conditioner, scalp mask, hair mask, leave-in conditioner, curl cream, and their hair oil. I'm kind of a Prose junkie, but my favorite out of all of those is the scalp mask. Have you ever even heard of a scalp mask before? It's great. Anytime I feel like my scalp is flaking or itchy and red, I plop this scalp mask on for 20 minutes and it feels brand new. It's been fun to hear about all of you who have started to try Prose out. The Strugs are sharing selfies in our Facebook group of the natural textures they are finding in their hair after switching to Prose. Pros knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. The quiz is fast and fun and asks you lots of questions like where you live, what you want from your hair, your diet, your activity, and more. They take all of that into consideration to create your perfect hair care formula. By analyzing over 85 personal factors, Pros determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. Pros also has a review and refine feature. It lets me tweak my formula for any reason, like change of address, hair color, or my diet. I redid the quiz for my second shipment now that I'm postpartum and experiencing hair loss and new growth. They tweaked my shampoo and conditioner for me to meet these new needs. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is a healthy hair regimen with your name all over it, literally. Your name is on the bottle. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off with your first order today. Go to pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
I like kind of like a family style meal for, I just think that makes the kids very happy when you just put something big in the middle and it's like, go.
They love it. Yes.
They love it. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's make your own, you know, you put the cheese on the chips and then all of the nacho stuff in the middle, or same with tacos. You give them a tortilla and you just put all the stuff in the middle. But this is a good idea. Clear and stone it. She does chicken breasts or thighs plus salsa or salsa verde in an instant crock pot and you serve with tortillas. That seems so good. You can put it in a bowl in the center and have it be like a nacho situation if you shred the chicken up.
So you're putting the tortilla and the chicken on everybody's plate and then they're just adding things to it?
No, this one, it sounds like you put it in the middle, like put it in a bowl.
Okay.
You make your, whatever you put in the Instapot, put it in the middle, or you could put it on their plate. I mean, I don't care. I just like the family style is all I'm saying.
You do seem to care. You do seem to want it to be in the middle.
I want it in the middle, but if Emily wants it on her plate, then I want Emily to have the freedom to put it on her plate.
I want something in the middle. I just didn't know what was in the middle in your vision.
The vision is, in the middle is your dip.
But is that the dip? That's my question.
Yeah, that's your in the middle. You serve it with tortillas.
Sounds like you just got a pot of meat in the middle, and I don't understand why the meat isn't just on your plate, and the sides are on the middle.
Oh, well, this meal, I did not put sides for this meal.
It's just
You're
meat.
You're just literally going to eat tortillas and meat.
It's chicken breast, salsa verde. So picture that coming together in an Instapot, and then you shred the meat.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
I think I'm also picturing like some cream cheese in it.
Yeah, it's not a dip. It's just a bowl of meat.
Nothing's in the middle on this dip.
So it's not family style. It's fine.
It's not family style.
Good.
Good Lord. I like life of fash sandwich. Speaking of sandwich, how was your trip?
Oh my gosh. It was a success.
Yay.
Okay, so the reason she connected them is that she went to a place called Sandwich.
Went to a place called Sandwich, and I thought that I was like staying outside of Cape Cod. No, people let me know. Sandwich is a part of Cape Cod. Like, it is on the Cape of the Cod.
Sandwich is always trying to be included. Sandwich is that friend that's on the periphery.
But it's not. She's in.
She's in
the group.
She's in the tribe.
Okay. It was straight up adorable. I highly suggest the Sandwich Lodge for the children.
Were there any cool shirts that said, like, Sandwich?
No, we were, like, on the go.
Okay.
We slept in Sandwich, and then we were on the go.
Rolled up in a piece of bread.
I know. I really want this town to have, like, the largest sandwich statue or something. Or just a bunch of jokes about Sandwich.
You know, it may have. Someone posted a picture of the Sandwich Police. A police station in Sandwich. And the car says Sandwich Police. So they did capitalize on the name. Like, everything was Sandwich. Like, Sandwich Donuts. Where you're like, what? This is real cute.
You know the Sandwich Police are so tired of it being brought up, but it's cute. It's
not. Oh, I thought you were going to say because of all those carbs they eat from their sandwich.
Because the brown foods got them. So some people were suggesting cookbooks. One of them is freezer to table cookbook recipes, which is a good idea.
they were on the show. Katie would be happy to find it and put it in the show notes.
I will put it in the show notes. Oh, and that's an actual... Yes, I bought that.
Yeah,
I thought she was saying like the genre freezer to table, but that's an actual cookbook, right?
Oh, that's what I was... I only think of that one cookbook. It's a really good cookbook.
Yeah, I agree. I have it. It is good.
I really love cookbooks like Sandra Lee's Semi Homemade. I really was into her when I first got married. And I think there's another one. Maybe it was listed in here, like 5 ingredients or less. Jamie Oliver. Is it Jamie Oliver?
Yes.
5 ingredients or less. I really love stuff like that where it's like very minimal prep, but really delicious food, you know?
Yes.
So I like that
really
one.
Good. Like you said, if you, when you first get married, you're like, how do I do this? If you don't know, I didn't know anything.
I still don't.
Okay. I found a family style thing. Sori67 says waffles with all the toppings, peanut butter, banana, strawberries, peaches, blueberry. So I took one kid out to eat 2 days ago, and then I had to take the other kid out to eat breakfast yesterday. And Porter got Bananas Foster waffles, and they had caramel on top too, and pecans, cinnamon sugar, and bananas. Those would be some really fun toppings for waffles. And you can get a lot of fun fruits in there.
Okay, let's stay on that, though. I think, so waffles, you could do taco bars that way, mashed potato bars that way. You could do granola that way, like yogurt and granola toppings.
Ooh,
you could do hot dogs that way.
Well, tell me, you're just saying any of those things can be served in that style.
In that style, which makes it really fun for kids, I think. You could do a mac and cheese bar where they could like put different things on top of their mac and cheese.
What would you put on mac and cheese?
You could do chili or caramelized onions.
Bacon
or
bits.
Broccoli. All sorts of things.
I really like it. I think my kids like salad just for the... whatever they get to put on it. They just like the toppings of it. And so then they're just happy to eat it because it's like, well, I put some cheese on there, put some croutons on there, and I got to pick the dressing.
Yeah. So Porter went to camp hating salads and then came back loving salads. So that's what camp did for him this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it salad camp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, salad camp works, guys. You heard it here first.
Kristen Toy, you could do wraps that way. So chicken wraps. Tortilla, chicken on the plate, not in the middle. And then put the toppings on and then wrap it up. But they could pick the toppings from the middle.
Love it.
Okay.
So toppings in the middle for something like that, we always do. And this for any chili or tacos, which we do a lot. Avocado, cilantro, cheese, lime wedges. Like
sour
those are
cream.
Staple.
Sour cream.
Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all good for you. I mean, maybe not the cheese so much. And they can go crazy.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. So good. All right, let's talk about like one pot meals or sheet pan meals, things that you just chop, plop, and
glop.
I can't think of it, and glop and cook.
Oh, I like that. Glop because you're put it on a plate. Okay. You were on this journey recently.
Yes. I'm still on the journey. It was inspired by Lazy Genius's Change Your Life Chicken.
Oh, yep.
That one is so good. Turns out there's a lot of meals that you can just throw onto a sheet pan or cook in a pot.
Yep.
Someone else mentioned, I lost it here. So if you tell me if you see it, like the kielbasas, sausages. Everyone knows what kielbasa is, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like if they don't.
Basically like a big hot dog.
Like a Polish sausage.
Yeah, Polish sausage. You can cut up like onions, peppers,
tomatoes.
Potatoes. Yeah, not tomatoes, though. Maybe you can. Potatoes. Put it all in one pan with olive oil, salt, and pepper. Put it in the oven, like high, like 450 or something for 20 minutes till it looks done. Oh, it's one of my favorite meals.
It's so good.
And the kids love it. They usually just pick out the kielbasas, but whatever, I tried.
Yeah. You offered it.
I offered it. Mm-hmm.
I like doing that. I like adding the, you know, I love Aldi. They have those carrots that are multicolored carrots. They have like purple carrots and all that. I like putting those in any of my sheet pan ones because it adds some sweetness and the kids go for those carrots.
So smart. Cooked carrots are delicious.
I love them.
So delicious.
They make Big Boy want to barf.
Really?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. He'll pretty much eat anything, but he's like, cooked carrots. Please stop serving cooked carrots.
But they're colorful. They see these purple ones.
I know. Like, you're a big boy, right? This is how this name came about. You pick your food. So just eat around the carrots, brah. Hey girl, hey. We are so excited. Olive in June is one of our sponsors. You have heard me talk about it before, how I love to have a self-care moment every Friday night, movie night with Olive in June Manny's system. But did you know that if you do the math, it works itself out to $2 a manicure? I would spend way more than that on gel manicures, and those jokers peel off within a couple of days and they never look exactly how I want them to. With Olive in June, I get better every single week, and their system works like a magic. Something about the thickness of their polish is just perfection in the top coat that they have, and the dry drops are, I think, actual magic. I'll admit that when I hear something is a system, I'm like, that feels like a whole thing, and I do not want to be a part of it. But this system, it like actually works, and it's a little therapeutic while I'm doing it, so I guess I'm a fan of systems now. My kid's swim instructor stopped me, told me she loved my nails. I said, girl, Olive in June. She said, oh, that's a real deal. And I said, yes, it's not just an Instagram hype, it's the real deal. And then I gave her a coupon code, right? Because we help each other out. And people don't believe me when I say that it lasts over 7 days, but I showed y'all the real timeline on my Instagram last week. And now you can get into this rhythm and love your nails all week long like I do. I have been obsessed with the hibiscus color, but I'm gonna branch out and I'm gonna get the cookies and cream set because I love a white or a gray or a black nail. I feel like it always looks so clean. So, with our code MSW, you can get 20% off your first Manny system. Your new nail life is here. Get 20% off your first Manny system when you use promo code MSW at oliveinjune.com. We are done with expensive, bad Mannies. This is the new us now, okay? Okay, BLTs. We do BLTs every single week. It's so easy. We do bacon in the oven. By the time the bacon is done cooking, the tomatoes are sliced, the lettuce is ready to go. The sandwiches are ready. By the time the bacon comes out of the oven, put it on. It's like a 15, 20 minute dinner and everybody loves it.
I see somebody adds eggs to it.
Genius. Ooh. And avocados too.
Oh man.
So that's called a blat. That's what she wrote.
But if you add eggs, it's a bleat.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you're a farmer.
Somebody else said BLT salad.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
I'm down to clown with that. You know what I like? I'm not the kind of person that needs to like have my food taste good.
Oh.
So I can just eat.
Look at Rebecca's face. She's like,
No, not to say I don't love Doritos and ice cream and Oreos, but if I'm like on track and I'm like on the go, canned chicken, just like plain.
Are you a cat? That's what cats do.
I'm part cat. They have green beans that are in the same cups as peach cups.
Ew.
Like I said, it doesn't have to taste good, but it's easy and on the go.
They also make like protein bars that must taste a lot better than green beans in a peach cup.
Oh my gosh, it's so good for the beach. And I just don't even bring a fork. I just eat them. Or even a can of green beans. Or even, this is gross, I'll make a...
Now we're getting to the gross part. I'm sorry.
Whatever. You're the worst. Try to be healthy. You're shaming me. I'll make a steamer bag of like Brussels sprouts and I just put that in my bag.
Put it where in your bag? Straight in your bag?
In the backpack. Uh huh. And then I'll just eat that later. Brussels sprouts in a bag. It's really gross. But I'm eating, right?
So you just break out your steamer bag at the beach, open it, and go dig in with your fork? Or do you just dump it in your mouth?
I've eaten it with my hands once at a theme park. Brandon's like, that is so hardcore and disgusting.
Are they mushy and cold?
No, they are not good. I'm telling you. It's not good, but is on the go. It's cheap and it's a smart choice. I don't care.
You are really busting down the barriers that people are like, I want to eat healthy, but I'm so busy.
Nope.
Here's how.
Wow. I'm impressed. I really am. Oh, breakfast for dinner. That's such a good one. Mm, yep. Cereal, you know, toast.
Especially in the summer. It's so hot if you don't want to turn on the oven.
Yeah.
What is a Pittsburgh salad? Do you know, Rebecca?
I'm not from Pittsburgh.
I mean, I know.
Not even close to Pittsburgh. I think Kate's closer to Pittsburgh than I am. Don't you think?
I was not like, hey, let's debate who's closest to Pittsburgh. I was just like, what is Pittsburgh salad? So that's what I asked.
I'm Googling it.
What I'm impressed about, Katie, though, is that you weren't like, what is Pittsburgh?
All right. A Pittsburgh salad is a layered salad often composed of lettuce, vegetables, grilled meat, shredded cheese, salad dressing, and most notably, French fries.
On the bottom?
I think on the top.
Well, it's layered, so I think it'd be like in there somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like, it's exactly a taco salad.
Here's the next Google result. Why does Pittsburgh put fries on everything?
I don't know, Rebecca.
I don't live there. I don't know.
Okay. I'm so sorry. All right. Someone said chicken enchiladas. I love chicken enchiladas, but I don't think they're easy.
Yeah. Ooh. Those are not easy unless they're frozen from the store.
Yeah. I think mom always made them from scratch and it took a long time.
Oh, I guess you could buy them at the store. That just blew my mind.
Can we go back to Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Second.
Do you want to know why they put fries on everything?
Uh-huh.
I really like this about them and now I want to move there.
Wow.
It's to streamline the dining experience. Just to get people in and out. You don't have your fries and your sandwich. You put your fries on your sandwich and get out of there twice as fast.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. That's smart.
Are they more busy than the rest of us?
They're busy.
They're just efficient. Yeah. They don't want to waste
Is
your
that
time.
Where you got the idea of the Brussels sprouts in a bag, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you've got a Pittsburgh heart.
Yeah.
We did not hit one of the most smartest ideas, which was Grubhub and takeout and even things like EveryPlate and HelloFresh are such treat yourself this summer to that.
It's true.
Just a little bit.
Okay, so here's a little hack. I have a 13-year-old. Take her with me to the grocery store. Let her pick whatever she wants of the hamburger helper, already made noodles and rice, you know, little packet situation, everything processed, and let her pick what makes her pumped. She makes it her own self.
Look at that.
The expectation is that she also makes it for her brother. And then I just have to come up with something for me and my husband. He loves to cook. He ends up doing it. I don't have to do anything.
That's so good.
Smart.
That's where we're at. All I do is I push the veggies. So last night she made dinner and I just made sure everybody had some carrots. And we played Uno.
So good.
I didn't do anything but make sure people had carrots.
Good. I love how casual. This summer, I've never been as casual as this summer. And it is so much more fun.
What do you mean casual?
Your kids are older, you know. Like every year, it gets a little easier.
Yeah. My kids are older. My husband's not here. I really like to cook.
Oh,
I'm just not cooking because there's no point.
Yeah.
They're good eaters. They'll eat it, but I don't want to do that. Plus, we've got, you know, moving.
You're
it's just not
move.
A time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I love is this kid's eating Color Girl. She's moving. So you get to see what are you throwing together when everything's a disaster. She's she's killing it, really.
She is. She has 1.4 million followers. Don't pretend like you discovered her.
No, I'm not trying to plug her. I'm not trying to, like, throw her a bone.
Yeah. We really hope this helps you out.
Let's get her to 1.5. Shrugs.
I just love, like, we're doing a lot of, like, they were saying, sausage, watermelon, and then a veggie. So we always have mini peppers, mini cucumbers. And I think I got that from you, Emily, being at your house. And my son hates peppers, so he always goes carrots. So we always have those veggies and then, like, a bunch of fruit. And it's just fruits and veggies, possibly a protein, maybe some sort of peanut butter, maybe a waffle. Rebecca, do you feel like you've...
Yeah, we can move on. We can move on.
No, but I love that you pointed that out. Order food in if you need to.
Yes.
Buy a meal kit. You know what I'm noticing? A lot of the grocery stores, they're having little meal kits too. Like Target, on an end cap in the grocery aisle, there's little bags you can pick up of... They've just gotten all their already pre-made things, put them in a bag, and then you run off with them. Central Market does it.
Really?
Kroger does it.
Is it like multiple meals?
No, it's like everything you need for fajitas. It's in a bag with a sticker on it that says chicken fajitas. Then you grab that. It's everything you need for fajitas for that night. So it's really good if you don't know what to cook.
I love that.
Or if you let your kids pick, then they have the buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to all the different aisles. It's usually in the deli section of grocery stores.
Love it.
One of our favorite ones that we may have talked about it years ago on the show is Santa Fe Chicken is like a mindless meal that I do in the crock pot. That's everybody's favorite. Chicken breast.
Salsa.
Black beans. Yep. Salsa, can of corns.
You don't have to pluralize that.
Green beans in a peach cup.
Can of corns.
And then Brussels sprouts, cold, mushy Brussels sprouts. No, stay on track.
Okay.
Go back to can of corns and make that can of corn. And then, yeah, crock pot like all day.
Well, shred also, it. You didn't say cream cheese.
Well, I'm about to. So,
where are you? How can I point out what you've missed?
Oh my God.
I have to say it before you say it. So I have this something to point out.
This has been fun. I'm having a good time explaining this meal.
I can't wait for people to try it.
Hold it. Pick out the Brussels sprouts. That was a joke. I didn't catch that.
Eat it with chips. Eat it with chips or rice. Bye.
Katie's happy to type that out and put it in the show notes. The actual recipe.
You guys are making me do more work because you wanted to rub me 10 times? That's not cool. Giving me life,
killing me softly. Okay, so what's killing me softly right now is my house has been torn up. It is fine for short term, and I was really proud of myself for handling it so well. But it has continued to continue. And
why is it torn up now? What happened?
So we're having my husband's office split in half so that he gets, well, not in thirds. He gets one third and then two thirds is going to be a family room.
Okay.
And so that had floor, all that construction. But at the same time, I got the kids' rooms painted and flooring. And so the office and every kid's room is in the rest of the house,
which
is really just a living room and a dining room. And our bedrooms are covered in horses, wolves, and Legos and swords. Anyway, and then because the painters were supposed to be done, I had the new furniture delivered, but the painters weren't done. And so the furniture in boxes is in the hallway because there's just nowhere else for it. Anyway, so the hallway now is 12 inches. They're in boxes, so it goes straight up. And so you have to slide to the, turn to the right and slide down.
Shimmy.
The dog is the only one that can, the dog can
go straight,
walk straight, yeah. But all of us have to shimmy down the hallway every time that we do anything. So anyway, it's hurting my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if someone's coming your direction? Like
it's a one way.
It's a one way. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like who's the most in a hurry or bigger.
Right. Right.
Anyway, it's hard. But then also there's dust from everything.
Yeah.
So you can see footprints and everything. So it just, you know, the amount of time that it's been like this has been difficult. It's fine.
Yeah. No, that's really hard.
How much longer?
Probably by the time you come, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm about to go to Emily's house, y'all. I don't want to be all up in that.
Yeah. That's why you're asking, how much longer do you think your house is going to be a disaster?
In the summertime when I was a kid, I loved finding those roly-poly bugs in my backyard. Summers are also when I developed my love for staying up late with a good book under the covers. Some of life's greatest childhood adventures happen during the summertime. And with a KiwiCo subscription, kids can take their imaginations to new heights with super cool STEAM projects delivered every month. For trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. So whether you're watching the grandkids for the week, stocking up projects for summer camp, or preparing for the next school year ahead, KiwiCo brings exciting projects right to your door. My kids love seeing the next KiwiCo box sitting on the porch, and honestly, so do I, because it means they're going to be engaged in some high-quality, creative learning and activity without me needing to plan it or buy the supplies. The most memorable box we received was a marble run, but we've done tons of them, and every single one is met with a smile, and they beg us to open it. KiwiCo is a breath of fresh air for this working mama who's in a very busy season, but also wants to create magical memories for her kids. You understand the tension, right? So bring summer camp wherever you go with Camp KiwiCo. It's camp in a crate. You can choose from 3 camps based on your kid's age group and enjoy 5 days perfectly planned for the summer. It could not be easier. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/MSW. That's KiwiCo.com/MSW.
What's killing me softly is my traveling fungus, which we've talked about on the show before. Traveling fungus. Rebecca, you had something going on with your lips where they were swollen.
Yes.
So it looked like you had Botox. I've got something on my eyelids that's making me look like I have eyeshadow on all the time, which you would think would be like, oh, nice perk. However, burns like crazy. So my psoriasis, which is like so cute, has traveled from my scalp to my ears. Now it's on my face, y'all. And it burns like a mother. So it's all of my eyelids. Now it's under my eyelids. Now it's under my nose. And I can't do anything about it.
There's not a cream? There's got to be a cream.
I got a cream, but that burns like the Dickens as well. And then it gets in your eyes because it's a cream. But this is supposed to be safe for eyelids. However, when it gets in my eyes, not only does it burn in, you know, like burn my eyes, but then I get this headache behind my eyes where it's like there are chemicals soaking in behind my eyes that are not supposed to. It's not a big deal, but it's not my favorite.
There's got to be a natural. Guys, will you email us a natural thing for Katie to put on her eyes?
I think that you should get those green beans in the peach cup and put them in the freezer and then lay one on each eye.
That's good.
You just don't want me to be eating them in public with my hands.
No, take them to the beach. Put them on your eyes at the beach. I think that's fine.
Oh, it's going to be fine. Just the traveling fungus. I just needed to update you on it, you know?
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
My kids are all sick for the first time in like 16 months. They have, because of like being shut down, wearing masks, all the things, the big perk has been my kids have not gotten sick, you know?
Yeah.
So they all have stuffy noses and coughs, and I'm annoyed about it. I'm not a good compassionate mom when they're sick. I feel like they're faking. I do this with my husband too. Like, get over it. You're okay. Shake it off. Cough it out. You know?
Cough it out. That's not how germs work.
So I wish I was a little more compassionate, like set up a sick bed and hugged them and snuggled them. I'm working on it, but
no, they're sick. Don't touch them. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Get away from me. Wear your mask. So it feels sad. Even little Maisie has a stuffy nose, and she's easier to be compassionate with.
Yeah.
Like she's teething and she has a stuffy nose, and so she can't like drink a bottle and breathe at the same time, or like suck her passy and breathe at the same time. Poor Peanut.
Yeah.
So sad.
I loved doing, since this is like an episode where we're just like capitalizing on my grossness. I'll tell you something else that's gross. That nose Frida thing where you suck their boogers out. I love that thing.
It's very effective. Frida actually has quite a few really great tools. Now, they started with the nose Frida. Now there's like one for the butthole, like to get gas out.
What?
You suck
them. I have never.
Gas out.
With your mouth.
I actually don't know how it works. I just
saw it. Frida's got to stop.
Okay, I hope that your mouth is not involved in their gas.
I thought the snot was so gross to be by your mouth. I never thought we were going to make this leap.
I didn't. Frida did. I don't know how it works, but they have something to relieve gas that you stick up.
Maybe it's like one of those reverse things that you like get a fire going with.
Or like the things that you pump up a basketball with, you just do it the other way.
Yes. I don't feel like this is healthy.
I think it's very innovative.
So is the wind relieving yoga pose where your mouth isn't involved.
How about gas X? Y'all.
Try to make a newborn do that pose or take.
Oh, you're right. Okay, now I'm thinking newborns. I was thinking.
You don't do it to your husband. People. Let him deal with his own gas.
Oh, no. Oh. All right. Sam, what's giving you life?
Oh, heavens. This conversation. Okay, so this was really cool. So we send the kids to Pine Cove. It's a Christian camp. They went for 2 weeks. And it's just neat to see God at work in their lives and what form that takes and what they hold on to that you said or that. And it was just kind of interesting to see when I couldn't pick them up because it's a road trip and I had to do stuff for my shoulder. But Eric went and the counselor told Eric, it was really great to hear Lane's testimony. And Eric's like, oh, Lane has a testimony. May I know the testimony? Anyway, what has God done in Lane's life, according to Lane? And anyway, she's like, okay, so what she said was that most of what God's done was before she was even born, that she was in a situation that wasn't safe, and that God made sure that she was safe and got her in with the family. And so it was all, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I love that she's sharing about her adoption and being a foster kid and sees that as God's provision. And I just thought that was really encouraging. First of all, that she thought that, but second of all, that she said it out loud.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that was giving me life.
That rocks.
That's so important. Like a good reminder for me why it's important to have other adults involved in our kids' lives, because they will things to them that they may not say to us. You know, like they have a different insight, I guess, into your kid's life.
Definitely.
I love that.
And I just feel really blessed. Like there's a bunch of women in my life right now who really love rap and that kind of stuff. And so they're taking Lane to concerts. They have another one planned.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, I just feel really excited. Like Lane thinks, Katie, that you are the coolest in the actual world. And so I'm just so encouraged by all the women around my daughter.
She doesn't like me.
She likes you.
Why? What's happening?
Sorry.
I'll give you her cell phone number and you guys can chat.
You know, I got to say, yesterday, I was like, I have 15 minutes. She texts me and I was in the car. I was like, I'm going to call her. She is so fun. She's fun to talk to. She holds great conversation. And it's just so nice to hear. I probably hear more from you about her than I actually talk to her, just because you and I talk so much.
Yeah.
But it's really nice to see the whole picture of her. She's wonderful.
Aww. I need to hear it. Yeah, it's good. You got to hear feedback also from the, other adults.
Exactly.
On your kids. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And your post that you just did about that shirt that you found for her at the thrift store from Texas A&M Equestrian, which is, go ahead, explain it. I just think like that's one more thing. Like God sees her and like she's seeing that too, you know?
Yes. So
explain it though, because that was cool for people that didn't see it.
Yeah. She's in a place where she always is wanting to go to the Goodwill. And I love that because she's not like always wanting to go to the mall or always wanting to shop on Amazon. So I'm like, yes, let's shopaholic it up at the Goodwill. I spent $10 on her. Anyway, so yeah, I was just looking at shirts and she loves Texas A&M. She wants to be on the equestrian team. And I found a Texas A&M equestrian team shirt in her size and it was so exciting. She was pumped. So yeah.
Her smile in that picture was just so good.
We're in a good place. And I think it's important to realize it's going to get bad again. Not to be negative, but to not be like, oh, good, we're out of all the hard stuff. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tricky, but I'm enjoying this good season, soaking it up and trying to de-bitterize myself about her. And as she hopefully does the same about me.
All right, what's giving me life is last week on the Patreon episode, I talked about how I was just drowning in house hunting, all of the things that happen when you're moving. Everything has fallen into place. We have orders, military orders. We have a move date. We have sold our house. It's closing at the end of this month, and we have a house that's closing at the end of this month. Has fallen into place. My counselor's like, keep praying because what you're doing is working. So things are great. The house that we're going to is the only one out of all of the houses that we looked at virtually that made me emotional. I feel like my mom is like, would love it. It's just cozy.
There's so many small details that are really artistic. It really does feel like mom's like got this. I don't know how all that works. I don't know how to say things like, oh, mom made sure you got the house. That kind of stuff feels weird, but also it's like a super mom house.
She would love it. It's kind of like a little, it's got some Spanish stuff. Like it's got a really double wide staircase going upstairs that has Spanish tiles, you know, multiple colors. It's got so many little fun, like pockets, places for plants to go. The backyard has a mature avocado tree that is producing fruit right now. It also was not listed in the advertisement because they weren't allowed to advertise it. But there's a tree house in the backyard. You have to hop this little fence and there's a tree house.
Because it's not on your property.
It's not exactly on your property. It's an easement. So it's like back behind the house, but it's enclosed. And there's an avocado tree with a treehouse in it that the homeowners had built. They picked us because we wrote a letter. They're Navy. We're Navy. Our agent is Navy. It's just very cozy and it's working. It's happening. There's a pool and a hot tub and a grill.
Like an outdoor kitchen.
All right. When can we come?
Yeah.
Mom always tried to grow avocado trees. Do you remember that? Growing up in the windowsill, there was always an avocado seed with
toothpicks
in it in a jar. Never did work. Never even sprouted.
I forgot about that. And what I did by myself, which I'm bringing with me on the move, I will not put in on a moving truck, is these propagation tubes that are really well put together by this mom and pop shop that you can put up on your wall. It's like a test tube, but with a really pretty wood backing. And so you can propagate plants. And it's also like home decor. It's so beautiful. And I want to do that.
I've seen those.
You should take some plants when you come to Texas. Propagate some of mom's plants for me.
Good idea. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Propagate those jokers.
I'm going to propagate this place up. So everything feels good. Things are good.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Thank you. How about you?
Yeah, what's giving me life is also home related. So we were just talking about this. We try to get out of this house all the time. And every time we decide that it's not the right time, then we do like a massive renovation. So which is much cheaper than buying a house and helps us like this house even more.
Yeah.
So this time the renovation was, remember I talked about the leaky roof last time? Mm-hmm. Well, we got a quote. A more reasonable one than the $29,000 that I mentioned. Maybe that was Patreon. I can't remember. And they're going to paint our house. They're going to put a new front and back door in. They're going to replace the old metal railings that look like they're from the 60s with like columns and like chunky, like white railings.
Nice.
So it's like, I'm going to get a whole new house basically. And I'm
definitely
very excited.
A facelift.
Yeah. It's getting a facelift, a little Botox, a little lip plumper.
Little eye fungus.
Traveling eye fungus. So I'm excited. By the end of the summer, I should have like a cute little house. Right now, like we have asbestos siding, which I know sounds scary. It's really not. But it's like metal and it's like peeling and like it's white, but you can start to see the gray from behind the white. It just really needs a paint job. But that felt so just aesthetic to me and not really like, and I know it does make the value of the house go up because it's just curb appeal. But if you look at the houses around us, like we don't live in the suburbs. So it's like, do I paint the house? Because no one else's house looks any better than mine right now. But I am doing it for myself, and they gave us a really good deal for, like, all of that together. So,
and
which
the
was
roof.
Under $29,000 for all of that.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. So, I'm excited.
That's great. Cool. Soon.
Yeah.
And did you pick a color?
Not yet. I have some samples coming from Sherwin-Williams that are, like, stickers that you put on your house.
Ooh.
Because they weren't selling samples at the store. I think they said they don't have them anymore because of COVID, which is weird. I don't know. Do people spit in them? Or is it like just a shortage of supply, probably?
I think people just are like not doing their jobs and then saying,
and blaming
oh, sorry,
it. I do too. Yeah, it's because of COVID. Yeah. Is that why you relate this morning, Emily? It's because
of
COVID.
Yeah, it was a COVID related.
Oh,
sorry.
It was COVID.
Yeah. I don't have COVID. Nobody in my house has COVID. I just woke up late because of COVID.
Because of COVID. I wish someone would write a book called Because of COVID. I think that would be such a catchy title.
Then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
With an abundance of caution, because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
I hate that term. I want to... I don't know. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to delete that phrase from our history.
How many of you have racked up debt this past year? If you have over $10,000 in credit card or personal loan debt, you need to listen up.
Purity Debt Solutions has a program to stop the interest and fees while lowering your monthly payments to pay off your debt fast. I know that I have seen some really high interest rates on credit cards lately, and those will get you if you're not reading that fine print. Types of debt accepted by Purity include credit cards, personal loans, collections, and medical debt, but you must have $10,000 in debt to qualify. There is no minimum credit score required, and bad and fair credit is accepted. If you're making payments every month on your credit cards and your balances just aren't going down, this program is for you. PDS Debt rolls all of your payments into one low, zero interest monthly payment. Customers save thousands in interest and fees while paying their debt off in a fraction of the time. The average American with credit card debt over $10,000 ends up paying 2.5 times back what they originally spent. If you're interested, www.pdsdebt.com/MSW has a 60-second debt assessment that gives them everything they need to customize the perfect program for you. Purity Debt Solutions is offering a $25 Visa gift card to our qualified listeners just for completing the quick and easy debt assessment at www.pdsdebt.com/MSW. That's pdsdebt.com/MSW. Take back your financial freedom today by visiting pdsdebt.com/MSW.
All right, guys, I am going to quickly read us an iTunes review from a sweet strug named Tiff Styles. This one made me cry, so let's see if I cry. It's titled, A Biweekly Hangout with Friends Who Understand. Okay, so obviously, I don't actually know them, but this is a podcast that feels like hanging out with your friends. As we all know, motherhood is the hardest, most amazing, scariest, beautiful, exhausting, life-giving, lonely, but also tribe-building thing that we can be a part of. Listening to a podcast where you can not only hear that you aren't only alone in the things that you're feeling, but also laugh along the way, that's a golden ticket. Rebecca, Emily, and Kate seem like they could just be in your backyard around the fire pit chatting with you about actual life. I just think it's so spot on and sweet what she's saying.
Sweet.
The podcast brings a breath of fresh air and offers multiple viewpoints on life, all while still loving one another. We know that can be scarce these days. So grab your coffee, perhaps your car keys, a cozy chair, or even just grocery cart and listen along. Struggle well with not just these three ladies, but all the mamas trying to struggle well from the same side of the pod that you're on.
Aww, she's Tiff. A writer.
Yeah,
she is a
Look
great
for a book
writer.
Coming out soon from Tiff Styles.
Yeah. Maybe she can write the COVID book.
Yeah, because of COVID. I love that. That was so kind.
It was. So if you want to leave us a nice review, help other moms find us, look for the Share the Struggle link in the show notes, or you can leave a review anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So I want to say that we have kind of organically stumbled on a better way to do the big sister advice, because I think that the voicemail for the big sisters is a barrier. So what we're going to do is keep the content because the Strugs want the big sister advice.
So if you're a big sister out there, you are they want to hear from you. They're asking, wait, did I miss the big Strug advice at the end of the episode? They're looking for it and they can't find it, but it's because no big sisters are calling in. But that's okay. We have a new way, an easier way, we think.
And it's so overwhelming to record your voice. Like, we're a little bit over it, but that is a barrier.
I get it.
For sure.
I mean, the phone up to your ear is a very awkward position to be in.
It definitely is for you.
So here's what we're going to do. We have the Patreon Facebook group that is super active anyway. Somebody just posted a comment and said, okay, I'm looking for big sister advice on this topic. So, light bulb. Let's just keep doing it that way. So what we're going to do is we're going to collect the questions from Strugs. You can email us hello@momstrugglingwell.com. You can DM us, you know, on socials. Anywhere that you put a question for big sisters, we will capture them and rotate through them and have a big sister question every week. We are going to answer it in the Patreon group. So all the Strugs are going to hop on that question and give suggestions. Okay, so this week's big sister question that we're going to answer in the Facebook group, this one's from a dear friend of the show. She has been a guest on the show before, and I'm actually going to be on her podcast coming soon. So if you want her name, you got to join the Facebook group. So when the kids get old enough that they stay up later, how do you conduct marriage business. We've always had a sweet spot after the kids go to sleep and before we get too tired. But now we have an 11-year-old who thinks she needs a later bedtime. And I'm really nervous and uncomfortable. And I think that there's a chance of a kid walking in. So how do you get creative with the timing? This one, since it sparked, you know, the new change, has already been answered. And the conversation is really thoughtful.
And spicy.
It's spicy. And creative.
I like it.
So that one's already in the Patreon Facebook group.
It is. So that we're gonna adopt that one as our big sister question of the week for this week. And we're going to keep it rolling. No more voicemails.
Stop calling us.
No. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Just kidding. You weren't anyway.
If you want to continue this conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
I'm at Kate Ordway.
And I'm at Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy to struggle well be this week? Definitely you need to try all the food ideas that we gave. Try following that recipe that Katie was trying to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
Please wait till the end and write it down, because that had a lot of twists and turns is what it did. Yeah. Maybe go to the Goodwill and see if you can find the perfect shirt this week. Maybe write an iTunes review and see if you can't make Katie cry. See if you can't beat Tiff Styles. Join us on Patreon. Maybe you struggle well this week by doing that. You've been thinking about it. Just do it. Stop. Maybe try to grow an avocado tree on your windowsill. It's not going to work. Somebody's got to be able to do it. Mom couldn't. It's fine. But if this show has helped you remember that you're not alone, please share it with a friend. Your recommendations mean so much to us, and they help us reach more moms who are struggling and help them start struggling well.
Mm-hmm. So we do have some changes coming up to the Patreon tiers. We've kind of hinted at this in multiple ways up till now, but it's about time for them to happen. So on the next full episode, we're going to be explaining in full detail what those changes are, but it's also going to be a show where we talk about summer activities. We know some of you have already sent in those summer activities. If you have more summer activity ideas, it's not too late. DM us or email us and we will talk about them on the show.
Yep. Subscribe so you don't miss it. Lots of good stuff coming.
Oh yeah. All right.
Bye.
Cool. Bye.
Because we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.
We did it.
We did it. We did it. Yeah, we did it. That's Dora. Is she around? Is she around anymore?
I don't know. I think she's behind a paywall, and I do not have cable. Well, isn't Dora the Explorer cable? I mean, if it's not PBS Kids, we don't know about it.
Yeah, I think it's Nickelodeon. Oh, your eyes. Got those green beans.
They burn, baby.
Hey, I'm opening a LaCroix. Thank you.
Let it be. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Our cooperation.
Do you have a fridge in your closet?
No, I just bring them anywhere I go. I have two LaCroix in my purse.
It's true.
I love it.
I don't know why. It's like I don't understand. It makes my purse a lot heavier, which may be why I had to have shoulder surgery.
Or why you're so thirsty. You're huffing around all these LaCroix.
Hold on, there's a kid knocking down my door. I'm texting the higher up. Okay, you want to clap?
Well, whenever I press play, I don't know how to not hear it so loud.
Oh, I had that problem.
Then I can't hear you. It kind of moves on its own. I feel like it's in charge of me.
Oh, you got in.
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd you do that?
I know.
Oh, it was you. I'm impressed at your Houdini skills, and now you need to leave my room. Okay. Why don't you go downstairs and get Daddy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Daddy's so fun.
So sweaty.
I love when you do that. I wish I could do that with the one arm. I feel like you're showing off. It's rude.
Oh yeah. Look at these rotator cuffs. Rotating.
I don't even know what the rotator cuff does. I know it does a lot.
Rotates it. It lets you lift your arm up.
Should be called an elevator cuff.
Yesterday, I was in counseling, and I got so sweaty. I was like, we must be doing some work right now. I was hot, so hot the whole time.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was definitely uncomfortable. All right.
That won't be the last time they knock and come in, just so you know.
Struggling well.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, Karen. I'm an amazing editor.
You really are, actually.
She really is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You want us to clap?
Sure, let's do it. A 1, 2, 3.
Oh, sorry.
You good?
Welcome.
No. Sorry.
The clap's been... might as well have not done it.
All right, Rebecca, hit it. Okay, so if you want to, you can find us on... Where are we at?
I think it's my line.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Please. Clear and stow. These are hard. I've already cried on this episode. It's a very emotional day. Yeah, a little bit. Have we done it, do you think?
No. Hold on. Oh.
No.
We have not done it. There's still some Pittsburgh trivia we need to.
I'm off of Pittsburgh now.
You can edit it. It'll make it seem like we didn't interrupt you.
Because you're a good editor.
Now what?
Oh, let me find my script.
Okay. We're only at 35 minutes, right? Oh, we still have to do Giving Me Life, Kill Me Softly. Yeah. Good grief. Yeah, I forgot how the show works.
A lot more content.
All right. Sorry.
We can't start with me because I don't. I'll just make something up. It's fine.
You don't have a Killing You Softly? Tell us about what happened at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
You're going to bring up the fact that she was late? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Let's talk about your mistakes. What's Killing Me
Softly.
Softly.
We're going to talk about hacking. Yep. Okay.
Hacky sacks.
Hacky sack. We're bringing it back.
Yes.
90s are cool again.
Never once used a hacky sack. Never in my life.
I did.
Too sporty.
Yeah. I used a hacky sack.
Those were for the like stoner people in my class.
You should have seen my high school boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. Love it. Okay.
Not Emily. Emily was not.
I one time smoked a cigarette. That was the extent of my stoner phase. And that's not even a stoner.
You didn't do it right.
Well, perfection's nonsense, so, you know.
Okay. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.